In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
A good Monday morning, and if you're on your commute to school as a student or teacher or a member of the staff at any of the local schools, at least if you're in Crittenden County, you have two more weeks, so hang in there. And folks around here are preparing for the class of 2025's graduation, which will be a week from this coming Friday. That'll be May 23rd. So school is winding down, and I know that it becomes a little more chaotic for folks around the schools this time of year. So you're in our prayers and our thoughts, and good luck as you move toward the end of the school year. And for those of you traveling about, again, on your commutes this morning, the Crittenden County road crews have completed installation of that culvert that's been out for several weeks on Francis Road. So now you can get off of Francis Road there at Kentucky 855 where the creek had washed out. You can go all the way through that road now from 855 all the way back over to the Mexico area. You know, there are several other bridges out. Just want to remind you about in the community right now. The bridge on Kentucky 295, that's at the line, Crittenden County line, over Livingston Creek, remains closed. But work has begun on the site. Kentucky 385, also known as Dam 50 Road, is also closed at the Crooked Creek. That's just east of Kentucky 91, also known as the Ferry Highway. And that bridge is out right now for replacement, and that creates some traffic issues for folks going from Highway 91 over to Riverview Park. Both of these projects, the one at the Lyon County line and the one there before you get to Riverview Park, are both expected to be completed in August. State funding has also been allocated for bridge replacements on Kentucky 654 and Kentucky 2123 in Crittenden County. Well, during April, Marion Police Department logged 1,936 patrol miles. That's a significant increase over March's 1,500, but just shy of the monthly average from all of last year, which was almost 2,000 miles. So police are out moving around as things warm up. Officers conducted 10 criminal investigations last month, matching the previous month, and same total this time last year. While handling also 9 domestic calls. That's a slight rise from 2004. But good news is felony arrests were down just 1 last month compared to 4 in March, and that's well below the monthly average over the last couple of years. The department issued 20 traffic citations in April. That's slightly below March's 26. But that's still above the 2024 average. You know, they don't write too many citations. Folks around Marion just generally behave, don't they, and drive well. Well, to get you caught up on meetings this week, the Marion Code Enforcement Board will convene tonight at 5 p.m. That will be at City Hall. Livingston County Board of Education meets at 5 p.m. tonight. That's down at the central office on the Cutoff Road. And that... the Board of Education has a superintendent search committee that will be meeting tonight to discuss applicants for the new school superintendent there in Livingston County. Cabell County Fiscal Court meets at 9 a.m. tomorrow in Princeton at the courthouse. And later this week on Thursday at 8:30 a.m., the Crittenden County Fiscal Court will meet. out at the office complex in the Crittenden County Conservation District meets at 6:30 p.m. this Thursday at its office on East Belleville Street. And the Crittenden County Board of Education meets that same night at 5:30. Again, that's Thursday, May 15th, and that will be at Rocket Arena. All these meetings are open to the public. And in local obituaries today, William Ed Wicker, age 66, of Salem, passed away at his home on April 28th. He had worked as a prison guard at the Kentucky State Penitentiary for several years, and he was also a veteran of the United States Army. Myers Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements for Ed Wicker. And I want to remind everyone that the Early Bird is now digital. We've made some big changes in the Early Bird, and over the first 10 days or so that we had gone digital with the Bird, it had eclipsed 115,000 views. That was just on part of the social media network. When you add them all together, almost 150,000 views in the first 2 weeks, which is it's a pretty good launch for the Early Bird going digital. You know, when that thing was printed, there were a lot fewer on the streets than the figure of 150,000 views. Pretty strong debut for the Early Bird, the E-Bird, as we call him. Now you can see the Early Bird, read the Early Bird. There's a lot of different ways. You can go to the Crittenden Press online and click on the link that will take you to the Early Bird for that particular week. It'll take you can go to the Early Bird website. There's a link also on the press there. The Early Bird has its own Facebook page. The Early Bird is on TikTok. The Early Bird is on X, formerly known as Twitter. Many of you get it by mail. There are hundreds that go out by email, I should say, not mail anymore, but by email. And if you want to get on that list, you can email earlybird at the-press.com. Put that dash in there, earlybird at the-press.com, and put subscribe in the subject line, and we'll get you on that list. Or you can call the Crittenden Press office at 965-3191. You can also contact the Early Bird on its own website, which you can find by doing a Google search or whatever type of search you do, and search for the Early Bird Shopper's Guide, and that will take you right to your old buddy, the Early Bird. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Well, I'll get you caught up on all the sports this week. The Crittenden County Track and Field team is coming off the Area 1 Championships, and we'll have all those results in this week's Crittenden Press. That track and field team will be gearing up for this coming weekend's regional meet down at Murray State University, and Crittenden County has several athletes who are poised for opportunities to advance to the state tournament. Presley Potter is doing very well in the high jump. The 4x400 relay team, the girls relay team, Shelby Belt, Presley Potter, Mary Martinez, and Ella Geary make up that team. They have an outside shot at getting to the state. So does River Rogers in a distance run. But Crittenden's top performers this year, and certainly, well, we won't say certainly, but potential shoe-ins, you might say, for a berth in the state will be Ella Geary in the long jump, who just recently broke a school record, and Mary Martinez, who has done very well in regional competition this year in distance run. So look for those two for sure to get in, as well as possibly those other folks. In baseball and softball action coming up here at the first of the week, Livingston Central's baseball team will be on the road at Morgan Field to play Union County's Braves. And then on Tuesday, the Rocket baseball team will host Webster County, and the Crittenden County girls softball team will be on the road at Dixon to play Webster County. And this will be the final week of the regular season in softball and baseball. So looking ahead into next week, they have set the pairings for the 5th District tournaments. And in baseball, which opens Monday, that's Monday, May 19th, Lyon County will take on Livingston County in the 5:30 game. And then after that, Crittenden County will face Trigg County at 7 p.m. That baseball 5th District tournament will be over at Edible at the Lyon County's baseball field. Championship game will be on Tuesday, May 20th, and that will start at 6 p.m. In softball, Lady Rockets will square off against Livingston Central for the 4th time this season, and Crittenden County has struggled each time they've played them. That game will start at 5:30 p.m. Livingston is one of the top-rated teams in the region. And Lyon County, surging Lyon County softball team, will take on Trigg County in the nightcap on Monday in that opening round of the girls softball tournament over at Edible. Championship game will be again at Edible on Tuesday, May 20th at 6 p.m. In some other local sports action, Livingston Hospital Foundation is hosting its 5K race and 1 mile fun run on Saturday, May 17th. That's this coming weekend. It'll be out at Marion Crittenden County Park. You can sign up the morning of the event, 8:30 a.m. Be there to get signed up. Also this weekend, Outlaw Off-Road Racing Series hits Sugar Creek facility. That's in Crittenden County, out in the eastern part of the county, near Sugar Grove Church. It's on Sugar Grove Church Road, and that will be from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Gates open at 8 a.m. daily, and racing action starts Saturday at 10 a.m. And lastly, all you young football players in the area, the Crittenden County Rocket Youth Football Camp is set for June 16th through 18th. That will be on campus at the high school. You need to get signed up for that. You can sign up the first morning of the event starting at 8:30. Cost is $30 per player. There are discounts for multiple family members, and that camp runs daily from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and lunch will be served to those young football stars every day. And that's a wrap on today's program. We'll catch you later in the week. This has been Chris Evans for the Crittenden Press.